Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Public Square app and Patriot Gold Group. Thank you for supporting our sponsors of this podcast right here. We're talking about 2 Peter 3:17. Grow, this is 3:18. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What does it mean to grow in grace? That has been the theme of the week. And there's been enough buildup, Slater. I want to know, how do I do it? We're all on the same page now of wanting to grow in grace. Awesome. Thank you. How do I do it? Actually, pretty simple. If you really want it. Three things to grow in grace: pray, read scripture, self-examination. You have to do it yourself. You cannot rely on your pastor to do it for you. You cannot rely on your husband or wife to do it for you. We get lazy with everything. We outsource things to other people. We tend to outsource our spirituality to church, to the people putting on a big show to entertain us on Sunday. But the way to grow your soul, to grow in grace, is private prayer, private reading of the scriptures, and private self-examination. This is all in addition to church. There's some public things to do as well. But privately, you, in your control, pray, read scripture, self-examination. If you want to be more like Jesus, which is what sanctification is, then you must pray. J.C. Ryle, between the bridegroom and his bride, between the head and his members, between the physician and his patients, between the advocate and his clients, between the shepherd and his sheep, between the master and his scholars, you must have a relationship. You cannot sit back and expect to grow without doing anything, like any more than you can expect to sit back and get in better physical shape or get better in anything in life. Why would we expect growing in grace to be any different? Also, let's try to avoid the trap of comparing yourself to other people. It's a nice little trap to say, well, I mean, sure, maybe I'm not doing as much as I can, but I'm better than that guy over there. In one scene in the Bible, Jesus talks about Peter dying. And then Peter sees John. And Peter says, well, what about him? And Jesus says, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. In other words, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about him or compare yourself to him. Worry about you and focus on me. We can either compare ourselves to people who are more spiritual, but we tend to compare ourselves to people who are less spiritual and then pat ourselves on the back about it. Only focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. At your very best, you are far worse than you ought to be. So don't worry about anyone else. But Slater, it'll be hard. Maybe. But all good things are, Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Don't you want righteousness and peace? I know I do. J.C. Ryle says, the man who does not take pains about these things must never expect to grow. Here are the roots of true Christianity. Wrong here, and a man is wrong all the way through. Here's the whole reason why many professing Christians never seem to get on. They are careless and slovenly about their private prayers. They read their Bibles, but little, and with very little hardiness of spirit. They give themselves no time for self-inquiry and quiet thought about the state of their souls. The examine yourself is interesting. We on Monday went through a bunch of scriptures about examining yourself. 1 Corinthians 11, a man must examine himself. 2 Corinthians 13, 5, test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourself. Galatians 6, 4, each one must examine his own worth. Lamentations 3, 40, let us examine and probe our ways. So this idea of examine yourself. And then how about this one? Psalm 4, 4, commune with our own hearts and be still. We are so go, 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 hustle, rush all the time that we're never still. We're so scared to be still. People have to do things at night. I was just talking on the radio the other day. We're talking about California's legalizing psychedelic mushrooms. And we were talking about legalizing marijuana in California. And people called in and they're like, oh, I take marijuana gummies to fall asleep at night. And it's because we just can't stand to be still. We can't stand to be alone with our thoughts and commune with our own hearts. And that is a lack of having grown in grace. And one final little point here is be careful and let's not lose sight of even the little things, our little decisions. Life is made up of days and days of hours, and it's the littlest thing within every hour that makes up a life. And we can't overlook those either. We may be like, oh, well, the big decisions are the ones that are righteous, that I'll be sure to do a good job with the big ones. That's definitely not how that works. The saying goes, he who despises little things shall fall little by little. I hope this week has been meaningful for you. The idea of growing in grace. What is justification? What is sanctification? What does it look like to grow in grace? Like, how do I know I'm growing in grace? And then how do I do it at all? Pray, read scripture, and self-examination. Psalm 4:4, commune with our own hearts and be still. Do those things, we will all grow in grace. Let's do this.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.